We are delighted to welcome Barwon Health Foundation as sponsors of Room 64. If you would like to support palliative care services at Barwon Health, please contact the Barwon Health Foundation at barwonhealthfoundation.org.au.
Welcome to Room 64, and in this episode we're joined by a whole bunch of people who I'll get to introduce themselves in a minute, all from the Makalla Singing Choir. So it's very exciting, and I really, really do appreciate you all being involved in this episode of Room 64. So I think what we'll do, we'll just start by everybody introducing themselves. And Annie, if you want to go first, that'd be great.
Okay, so I'm Annie. I'm the volunteer coordinator for palliative care at Barwon Health.
Hi, my name's Kim, and I am the grief and bereavement counsellor in community palliative care.
Hi, my name is Aurore, and I'm a participant.
My name is Marie, and I've been in the coffee group, and I'm also dealing with grief as well.
My name is Sarah, and I am the leader or facilitator of the singing group.
Fantastic, thank you. So as you can hear, we're all a bit nervous, but we'll get there. What I'll do, I think, to start with, Kim, if you don't mind, I'll get you to just talk about the background to the choir and how it came to be in existence.
Yeah, sure. So it was probably a couple of years ago, actually, that in the work that I've been doing with a lot of bereaved people, I could see that a lot of people were going to do coffee and the walking group that we had in our bereavement program. However, there was a lack of creativity, and I thought that perhaps that would be a good idea to introduce some singing, and through a choir, although we call it a singing group, just to start that up, just to help people feel that they could actually belong to something new, that they could feel a sense of community, because we do grieve better in community, and also to connect. I think a lot of people do feel so terribly lonely and lost in their grief, and if this could give just some joy to people to come and connect together. I spoke to Annie, and we both decided that, okay, we'll have a go. And we're just so lucky that Sarah Carroll has had some space and room in her schedule so that she could come and help us out with this.
Just to add to that, so we've had a couple of groups, the coffee and the walking group, that have been going for 9 years now, so that people have been attending, and they've really, I think they get a lot out of those. And I think we just thought having a singing group is just a bit different. You know, if you don't want to sit there and talk the whole time, just something you can all join in and have a bit of fun at. So that was sort of where it came about, yeah.
After doing a little bit of research as well, so in 2019, over in the UK, they did a research study on a bereavement choir, and they showed that after 6 months, there was actually a lift in mood, decreased depressive symptoms, and more feeling connection with each other, which is what we all need anyway, but especially in bereavement.
We should point out that we've only really just started the group, so today was our second group session, so it's very early days.
Having just rocked up here today to hear your second session, I think you're all pretty good. So Sarah, do you want to just perhaps give us your thoughts about the benefit of singing and a choir concept?
Well, I have some experience directing choirs, and the first one I ever directed is actually just about to have its 20th birthday. And the participants in that choir, that was a community choir in Queenscliff, had a range of issues in their everyday lives, which revealed themselves as the choir became closer to each other through the weekly contact that we had. And so, of course, there were people who were going through similar things to some of the people who we are singing with here. And there were various health issues and just life, family things, births, deaths, all that sort of stuff that goes on in life. And everybody remarked at some point, one or the other of the participants in that choir would say, I really didn't feel like I could get here tonight, but, you know, I'm so glad I did because just seeing everybody makes me feel better. And also I really enjoy the singing and I feel so much better in myself. I feel much healthier and stronger when I do it. And so I suppose that I had taken that aspect of singing very much for granted as a performer, had always sung and never sort of thought about why, you know. But the feedback that I got from the people in that choir helped me to understand that, in fact, you know, it is tremendously beneficial. And as Kim mentioned, there have been many studies done, you know, on the benefits, not only to people going through grief and bereavement, but also just in general, about the health benefits, mental benefits, social capital that's built, all that kind of stuff that comes from coming together to sing, which once upon a time was a regular everyday thing in people's lives and has sadly become much less common. So what I said to everybody here last time we gathered for the first time was that although I have, I'm like the people in this choir or this singing group, a relatively recently bereaved person myself, the group is not really about that. It's more about just experiencing the benefits that come with learning to sing better, and doing it in a group situation.
So we might just hear from Marie and Aurora. So Marie, how did you go from being involved in the coffee group to coming along to the choir? Who conned you into doing that? And what were your thoughts about coming along?
Well, the volunteers that run the coffee group told us all about it.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, well, that sounds like fun. I have very little support in my grief journey. I've lost four people out of my life, so it's been very hard. And I thought, well, it's just another thing to connect to, and thought it'd be lots of fun, which it has been.
That's good. Yes. Fun in 2 weeks. That's great.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think I've laughed as much since I lost.
Great. Yeah. Great. How good's that?
Yeah, I don't think I've laughed as much as I lost my dad, my brother, and my two closest friends.
Wow. It's huge, isn't it?
I had a good laugh the last time I was in.
Right. Yep. Thank you very much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
So, Aurora, we just might hear from you as to how you came here, what brought you here.
Well, my journey is similar to Marie, because I'm also participating in this coffee and the walking group, and I learned from there that something was setting up in singing, and I was in a choir when I was a 50 years ago. But I stopped singing since, so I thought it would be fun to retry it again, although I know I'm not in the key, but it's fun. It's a good bunch, and these are people that I see at the coffee or the walking, and other people that I don't ever met before, and that's, it's a good group.
One of the things that I'm interested in sort of thinking about with this podcast is the benefits of palliative care, and in particular, the great service that Barwon Health provides. Would you feel okay about talking a little bit about your experience with the Barwon Health palliative care unit team?
I can't praise them high enough.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm the same. I have very little support. I lost, my dad was 95, and it was just, well, you should have been expecting it. Well, it doesn't make any difference whether it's someone's 95 or whether they're 5. So I virtually don't have a lot of support. I joined the coffee group, and I'm still going. It's 3 years in November since. So there's lots happened in that time. But we don't talk about grief at the coffee group.
Yeah,
we
great.
We can if we want to, but no one does. We just have a cup of coffee and a chat, And it's been very, very good. The volunteers are very good.
Volunteers are very good. So we've got Danielle in the room, but she's been a bit sneaky. Here she goes. She's going to take the microphone. So Danielle's one of our volunteers.
Hello.
Do you want to talk about your role, Danielle?
Well, I've been volunteering on the palliative care unit itself for 7 years now, and at one point I was asked to co-facilitate a coffee group. And back in that day, in that time, we used to all bundle into a little minivan out the front of Barwon Health or a minibus and get taken to a coffee shop. And yeah, it's sort of evolved from there, really. The coffee group's been changing over the years. People come and go. Newly bereaved people are really welcomed by people who've been feeling a sense of grief and loss for a bit longer, which is really great to have that sort of peer support within the group. So a nice mix of new people and people who've been coming a bit longer. The walking group is facilitated mainly by Heather and another volunteer, but people seem to go from one to the other sometimes and enjoy both. And the idea of a singing group, I thought first of all, well, will this work? Because people are a bit shy to sing, but turned up last week just to have a sneaky peek, and there were, 17 people or something, so it was a full house. And I think it's really important, definitely adds something that Sarah has lived experience herself, because I sort of felt that connected everyone immediately. It sort of broke down any barriers that might have been there. I think it was very positive.
I sense that there's an opportunity for some really joyous moments in this singing group, the walking group, and the opportunity to get together and connect and really touch our hearts in a way. Are there any particular joyous moments that you can think of or that you would want to share that you think has made a difference?
I lost my mum 20 years ago, and she had the most beautiful operatic voice, really, really lovely. And she used to sing around the house all the time, and she passed away very, very suddenly. And my dad just kept saying, the house is just so quiet now. And that's what we really noticed, that not only had we lost my mum, but the house was just so quiet. Just no one sang anymore. And so when this opened up, I thought, oh, well, that might just bring a bit of noise back again. So it's been quite good. It's stress relieving, I think. Mm. Yeah, to hear someone singing, I just haven't heard it in all that time. So it's been quite good to have our choir master singing so well.
there's something about it, isn't it? I don't know, I'm no singer, but you know, I don't know what it is, but there's just something about that coming together and sharing of beautiful voice, you know, beautiful voices and heartfelt voices as well, I think, makes a difference.
Because we're only 2 weeks in, it's a bit hard to look back over the time at this point. But I did want to make the point, and I said out loud last week that the group, and this touches on what you're saying, Marie, about the quiet. I love the sense that has already been engendered in this group of all abilities and all tastes and that sort of thing, all sounds that people make being welcome. The reason that we're not saying choir, I think, is, and correct me if I'm wrong, ladies, but I think it's partly because the concept of a choir can seem a little forbidding to people, a little formal, a little kind of, oh, do I have to audition to get in, that sort of stuff. A singing group's lovely because it really is, just as it says, a group of people who want to sing together. And with regard to the stress relief and also the joy that you mentioned, to me, there's just nothing better than hearing a group of people, for me personally, there's nothing better than hearing a group of people, I've just taught something, sing it back to me as beautifully as these people are doing, and the generosity that they're expressing in that, which then sort of moves out into the group and everybody gets to experience that. So it really does engender just this beautiful giving atmosphere, which is, you know, something else that I think really can feel like it's terribly lacking when you've lost, you know, somebody that's who's close to you. It feels suddenly like all that's been taken away, and so to have that spirit come so strongly already in this group is really, that's bringing me a lot of joy already. Yeah. So I just wanted to mention that.
So yeah, sure. You know, I know we've already talked a bit about connection and the importance of that connection, but that generosity of spirit, I think, is a lovely way to put I've only been here for an hour, and you know, it's, you can feel it in the room. It's a lovely thing, and I can imagine would give so much joyousness to people as they participate. So that's a really good summary. Thanks.
Last week, I think, too, being the first week, it was just that idea of being able to create something that actually did sound good altogether. And, you know, we did a couple of rounds of, you know, row, row, row your boat. We were all separated into groups. And I think everyone was like, the music was just all around us, and it just felt, you know, I think everybody afterwards went, oh, you know, that just sounded really cool. And, yeah, as a big, you know, you can't do that by yourself at home. We're just trying to build our bereavement, the support we can offer people, and we just thought, you know, we've got a coffee group, we've got a singing group, which people seem to like because they keep coming, and it's a good sense of support for people, but just to, you know, it doesn't suit everybody that, and neither will the singing suit everybody, but to have a few options for people, I think.
One of the really important factors that I have seen in groups, for bereavement groups, is that when you are bereaved, you're, unfortunately, you've joined a club you just don't want to belong to. However, when you bring a group of bereaved people together, there can be a great layer of comfort in that, and understanding without even really saying anything or needing to say anything. The hope that it brings is probably best identified when bereaved people start to talk to each other and they find out where they are in their journey. And quite often they realise they're at different stages, either a few months out, a few years out, a few days out, which is rare, but, you know, or a year out. And what that can do is instill hope in people who are newly bereaved to see that people can shift and move and grow. Our groups that we have for coffee and walking is important, but this is going to be right up there with being really important in being part of this club.
Singing, I mean, I'm not good at singing, and I know I'm not in the right key, but you just sing, no question asked, and nobody is judging you. Mm. It's just having fun together.
When I first started the coffee group, one of the volunteers said that one of the things that she really enjoyed was seeing people improve over the time, from when they first joined the coffee group to further down the track. And I hope that that's, you can see how I've progressed in that time. And because it's been very difficult, but the coffee group has been like the one thing that haven't missed out on, unless I've been unwell or something. So I can see it in other people as well now.
Yes.
It's a bit hard to see for myself, but I can see other people, how they're improving in that time slot. So, it's been very, very supportive.
This program that we're running, our singing group, it's at the moment open to people who are bereaved and their loved ones that have died on our program at Barwon Health in community palliative care. We would love to open that up in the future, but watch this space. We're trialling this and seeing how it goes.
Fantastic. I reckon we'll wind it up there. I will just say, though, that for me, I the key messages I heard in there were the importance of connection and that spirit of coming together and sharing our loss, really, but in a supportive environment, and the value of coming together and using our voices, I suppose, to be a supportive space. So thank you very, very much, all of you for being involved in this program, but more importantly, being prepared to come on Room 64. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll take you out with the tune from the McKellar Singing Group. So thanks very much, everybody. I really appreciate it.